8th of September, the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us celebrate the birth of the Virgin Mary. Let us adore her Son, Christ the Lord. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us celebrate the birth of the Virgin Mary. Let us adore her Son, Christ the Lord. Holy light on earth's horizon, star of hope to fallen man, light amid a world of shadow, dawn of God's redemptive plan, chosen from the eternal ages, thou alone of all our race, by thy Son's atoning merits, was conceived in perfect grace. Mother of the world's Redeemer, promised from the dawn of time, how could one so highly favoured share the guilt of Adam's crime? Sun and moon and stars adorn thee, sinless Eve, triumphant sign. Thou art she who crushed the serpent, Mary, pledge of life divine. Earth below and highest heaven, praise the splendour of thy state. Thou who now art crowned in glory, wast conceived immaculate. Hail, beloved of the Father, mother of his only Son, mystic bride of love eternal, hail, thou fair and spotless one. The Virgin Mary received blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saved her. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth, princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters, come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who has set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, you are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations. Put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like the potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe and trembling, pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Virgin Mary received blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saved her. The Most High has made holy the place where he dwells. Psalm 18. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the farthest ends of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Most High has made holy the place where he dwells. Of you are told glorious things, O Virgin Mary. Psalm 44. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you for evermore. O Mighty One, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendour and state ride on in triumph for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you, the foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure for ever. A sceptre of justice is the sceptre of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendour, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the kings. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name for ever remembered. May the people praise you from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Of you are told glorious things, O Virgin Mary. Mary remembered all these things. She treasured them all in her heart. A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 3. The Lord called to the man. "Where are you?" he asked. "I heard the sound of you in the garden," he replied. "I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." "Who told you that you were naked?" he asked. "Have you been eating of the tree I forbade you to eat?" The man replied, "It was the woman you put with me. She gave me the fruit, and I ate." Then the Lord God asked the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman replied, "The serpent tempted me, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, be accursed beyond all cattle, all wild beasts. You shall crawl on your belly and eat dust every day of your life. I will make you enemies of each other, you and the woman, your offspring and her offspring. I will crush your head, and you will strike its heel." To the woman he said, "I will multiply your pains in childbearing. You shall give birth to your children in pain. Your yearning shall be for your husband, yet he will lord it over you." To the man he said, "Because you listened to the voice of your wife, and ate from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat, accursed be the soil because of you. With suffering you shall get your food from it every day of your life. It shall yield you brambles and thistles, and you shall eat wild plants. With sweat on your brow shall you eat your bread, until you return to the soil as you were taken from it. For dust you are, and to dust you shall return." The man named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all those who live. Responsory. Today the Virgin Mary was born of the race of David. Through her the salvation of the world was made manifest to all who believe. The light of her life shines out upon the world. Let us celebrate the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary with greatest devotion. The light of her life shines out upon the world. A reading from the Sermons of St. Andrew of Crete. The law comes to an end with Christ, who leads us away from the letter of the law, so as to bring us to the Spirit. It is fulfilled in this, that the lawgiver himself has brought it entirely to completion, transforming the letter into the Spirit, summing up all things in himself, and living by the law of love. He has made law subject to love, and joined love to law in concord, not fusing the particular qualities of each, but in a marvellous way making light and free whatever is burdensome and servile and repressed. We are no longer to be enslaved by the elemental spirits of the world, as the Apostle says, or held in the yoke of slavery to the letter of the law. This is the summary of the benefits of Christ for us. This is the unveiling of the mystery that is nature made new. God and man, and the deification of the human nature assumed by God. But so radiant, so glorious a visitation of God to men needed some prelude of joy to introduce to us the great gift of salvation. The present feast is such. The prelude is the birth of the Mother of God, and the concluding act is the union which is destined between the world and human nature. A virgin is now born and suckled and moulded, and is made ready to be Mother of God, the King of all, forever. Justifiably, then, is the mystery of this day to be celebrated, since a double gain will be ours if we do so. We shall be led towards the truth, and we shall be led away from a life of slavery to the letter of the law. How will this be? Clearly, inasmuch as the shadow yields to the presence of the light, the grace introduces freedom in place of the letter. The present feast stands on the border between these. It joins us to the truth instead of signs and figures, and it brings in the new in place of the old. Let the whole creation, therefore, sing praise and dance, and unite to celebrate the glories of this day. Today let there be one common feast of those in heaven and those on earth. Let everything that is, in the world and above the world, join together in rejoicing. For today a shrine is built for the Creator of the universe. The creature is newly made as a divine dwelling for the Creator. Responsory. Let us celebrate today with great devotion the birth of Mary, the ever-Virgin Mother of God, whose virtues shed light upon the Church throughout the world. Let us glorify Christ with heart and soul on this feast of Mary, the noble Mother of God, whose virtues shed light upon the Church throughout the world. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of angels and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory, the glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy Church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, the day of our salvation dawned when the Blessed Virgin gave birth to your Son. As we celebrate her nativity, grant us your grace and your peace. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.